Blog Talk Radio.
Together in unity once again around this spectrum.
Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. For we know that this world is not our home. But you have lying in wait a mansion prepared for those that are living according to your will and according to your command. But until you crack that cloud, one historic day, we will be going and coming as pilgrims through this vast land. And Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their soul. These and other prayer petitions we place at your feet, God. These and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all, in unity, shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as I've already stated, I thank those of you that were able to tune in tonight. I know some of you have an early arrival. You have to get up early to get off to your office and have to get the kids off to school and Head Start and daycare and elementary school and middle school and off to college and even some to the university campus. But whatever your itinerary consists of, I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight. And like I've already stated, God blesses the cheerful giver. And God is going to bless you. Hallelujah for tuning in and just being a faithful listener of the old ship of Zion. And so, without any further preliminary, we're going to go on into our program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Wait on the Lord. I say that one more time. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And our key scripture will be coming out of the law of Psalm 40 and 1. And it reads like this. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. That's in the law of Psalms 40 and 1. And we know that with so many instantaneously forms of communication in today's world, we know that our impatience with hearing a reply from others is sometimes laughable. And someone sent an email to his wife and then called her by cell phone because he couldn't wait for a reply. Sometimes we feel that God has let us down because he doesn't provide an immediate answer to our prayer. And we know that often our attitude becomes, answer me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. That's in the law of Psalms 1 and 43 and 7. But we know that waiting for the Lord can transform us into people of growing faith. We know that King David spent many years waiting to be crowned king and fleeing from Saul's wrath. And we find out that David wrote, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. And he shall strengthen your heart. That's in the law of Psalms 27 and 14. And in another psalm, he encouraged us with these words. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He set my feet upon a rock and established myself. 40 and 1 through 2 We know that David grew into a man after God's own heart. But by waiting on the Lord, in the law of Acts 13 and 22, and then 1 Samuel 13 and 14, is when we become frustrated with God's apparent delay in answering our prayers. It is good to remember that He is interested in developing faith and persevering in our character. Read that in the law of James 1 and 2 through 4. And I would encourage you and you and you tonight to wait on the Lord. We know that we get impatient with God and we want to help God to solve our problems and our matters and our concerns. But if we would just get back and just let God be God, God would bring us out victoriously. God would bring us out every trial, every tribulation. God said we are overcomers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if we would just step back and let God do what He does best, and that is making a way where we couldn't see a way, we know that God is the way. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Hallelujah. So I would encourage your heart on tonight. Trust God. Leave on His word. Hallelujah. Trust Him. And take Him at His word. God is not a God that He should lie. Nor is God a son of man that He should repent. So we know that God's word is true. God's word is firm. And God's word is final. If He said it, He will definitely make it good. Hallelujah. And we know that I'm told every year there are thousands of letters addressed to God that find their way to the post office in Jerusalem. And we find out that one letter addressed to God of Israel requested assistance in getting a job as a bulldozer driver. Another, hallelujah, said, please help me to be happy, to find a nice job and a good wife. Soon one man asked forgiveness for stealing money from a grocery store when he was a child. But were those heartfelt requests heard by God, you might ask? We know that the psalmist said that God is the one who hears prayers. You can read that in the law of Psalm 65 and 2. And I'm here to encourage your heart is whether we say our prayer silently or voice them aloud, or if we write them on paper, they go directly to God. But He does not answer every request as we would wish. And our petitions may be self-serving. James 4 and 3, our sins may be blocking our fellowship with Him. Psalm 66 and 18. So more than giving us what we want, the Lord knows our deepest needs. And He wants us to discover the joy of His presence each day. Because our faith in Christ, we know that praying becomes our means of communion with God. Not just a list of things we want from Him, but in His wisdom, God hears all of our prayers. In His grace, He offers forgiveness for all of our sins. In His love, He gives us eternal and abundant life through His Son. Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know Thy will and Thy way. Teach me, Lord, to pray. Lord, teach me to pray. Hallelujah. And we know that God hears more than our words. He listens to our hearts as well. Hallelujah. And so I want you to be encouraged on tonight. All of my loyal and faithful listeners, my kinship family, my extended church family, my followers and my supporters, you that are out there in my live podcast listening audience on tonight, I want you to be encouraged. And if you have put your prayer petitions before the feet of God, just wait on God. Don't get in a hurry, because when we get in a hurry, we can miss the very thing that God has in store for us. But if you just wait patiently on God, you will be glad that you did. God can just surprise us by this loving kindness that he so just graciously showed to us, his children, from day to day. Hallelujah. Even show grace to those that don't know God in the pardon of their sins. So God, do not discriminate. God is a God that blesses those that don't have a relationship with him. God, show grace and mercy on those that don't even know him. Or maybe you said, I'm not ready to serve God just yet. You know, God waits on us. God is patiently waiting on us. So I would just encourage your heart on tonight to just wait on God. You tried to do things on your own and they hadn't worked out in your behalf. So I'm encouraging you just to wait on God. God is the ultimate man to go through. He is the ultimate man to go to. You can go to your mother. You can go to your father. You can go to your boss. You can go to your insurance adjuster. You can go to your son or daughter. But God is the ultimate go-to man. He is the ultimate spiritual go-to man. You can go to him when you can't go to nobody else. You can go to him when you tried all the rest. And you find out that they could not help you. They could not solve your spiritual problem. And God is the ultimate problem solver. Anything that you have is not too big to conglomerate, too gigantic for God to help. God can handle anything. Hallelujah. So just put it at the feet of Jesus and leave it right there. Hallelujah. And we know that the word of God tells us, there's not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. That's found in the law of Psalms 139:4. And we see that the Bible tells us that God knows our every thought, our every word on our tongue. And when we don't know what to pray for, we know that the Holy Spirit make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. That's found in the law of Romans 8:26. We know that these biblical truths ensure us that we can have communication with God even without a word being spoken, because he knows, hallelujah, the intention and the desires of our heart. What a comfort when we are perplexed or in deep distress. We don't have to worry. We can't find the words to express our thoughts and feelings. We don't have to feel embarrassed. If sometimes our sentence break off, half finished, God knows what we were going to say. We don't have to feel guilty if our thoughts wander, and we have to struggle to keep our mind focused on the Lord. And for that matter, we don't have to worry about proper posture in prayer. If we are elderly of the riders and can't kneel, we know that that's okay, because we know that what God cares about is the posture of our heart. God looks at the heart. We know that man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at our heart. Hallelujah. What a wonderful revelation to know that no matter how much you and I falter, stumble in our prayers, he hears you and I. Hallelujah, his heart is infinite love, response to the needs and emotions of our own inarticulate heart. So keep on praying, hallelujah. For we know that prayers of soul, sincere desire, unuttered or expressed, emotions of a hidden fire that trembles in the breast. We know that prayer does not require eloquence, but earnestness. So we know that God said those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So again, our sermon on tonight is wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. For God will come through for you, you and you. Put your trust in God. God said, don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in me. Because, hallelujah, in my Father's house is many men. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come back, I will receive you and you and you unto myself. Hallelujah. It ended. I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind and inject your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence and make an attention. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Until we come across these airways again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. We will let the music conclude the end of this program. May God bless you.
one woman.